It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local site. Our KFMO Classic Series rebroadcast some of the best games from the previous season. And last night, we sent you back to March 7th at the Bob Sechrist Fieldhouse in the Region 16 Men's Basketball Championship game between the Mac Cardinals and Three Rivers Raiders. The Cardinals got the win, wrapping up an undefeated home record for the 2025-26 season, en route to a national tournament appearance a couple of weeks later. Next week, we send you back to the baseball diamond at Hal Lowry Field on the campus of Mineral Area College. Same two teams, Mineral Area and Three Rivers, in the sub-regional series, Game 2. A game that featured a game-tying grand slam in the bottom of the ninth from Cole Waterman and a Christian Kuiper walk-off homer. That KFMO Classic will re-air in its entirety next Wednesday at 6 on AM 1240 KFMO. And other local news starting today and happening this weekend on the campus of Mineral Area College. It is the 9U, 10U, and 12U Cal Ripken State Tournaments on the Mac softball field. The opening ceremony at 6:45. Teams will line up at 6:30. And Friday games and Saturday games for the 10U tournament. 9U tournament has one game Friday and two on Saturday. And the 12U tournament features 15 games, two today, five on Friday and Saturday, three on Sunday. It's an eight-team pool play tournament with the semifinals and championship held on Sunday. A big week across the Little League landscape in the area this weekend as playoffs have begun. And Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals and Milwaukee Brewers continued the series from Busch Stadium with Game 4 of 5 on Wednesday night. Here's the Cardinals Radio Network.
With Mike Claiborne, I'm John Rooney. Last night, Alec Burleson drove in a run in the first inning with a double, and then he capped off his night in the sixth inning.
Here it is for Burleson. A swing and a long one! Right field! That ball is long gone! And a two-run shot off a lefty, Jared Koenig. The Cardinals have extended their lead to 5-0. He hit that ball so hard it couldn't go foul.
And Burleson got those two hits against lefties.
Yeah, that was important considering he'd been struggling over the last few games. I thought the fact that it was 443 feet, he didn't miss any of that pitch. But it was a good night all around when you look at how the Cardinals played.
Happy birthday, winning pitcher Michael McGreevy.
Oh, man, this is as good as we've seen him in a long time. And he got out of that first inning out of the jam, and then he was money after that.
The Cardinals and the Brewers wrap up the five-game series tonight on the air at 5:50.
Guys, thanks. The Cardinals still sit two back of the Miami Marlins for the final wild card spot. The Marlins have won five straight games. They play the Seattle Mariners today. The Cardinals and Brewers wrap up their series. Pre-game coverage starts at 5:50 and first pitch at 6:45. At other MLB news with more, it's Tony Genualdo, an update on veteran pitcher Justin Verlander.
Three-time Cy Young Award winner Justin Verlander announced Wednesday that he will retire at the end of the 2026 season. The 43-year-old was named to his 10th All-Star game as a legend pick by MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred. Shortly afterwards, the two-time World Series champion released a statement on social media saying that this season will be his last. Quote, "I never wanted to retire because of a milestone, a number, or a date on the calendar. I wanted the game to tell me when it was time. Over the last several months, I've realized that time has come." In 21 seasons, Verlander has played for the Tigers, Astros, Mets, and Giants. He has 266 career wins, three no-hitters, and 3,554 strikeouts.
Tony, thanks. And of the FIFA World Cup, the quarterfinals begin today. France will play Morocco. And of the NBA landscape, interesting news out of potentially Las Vegas. Here's Jared Max.
Las Vegas already has an NFL team in the Raiders and soon a Major League Baseball team in the Athletics. It has a most successful NHL franchise in the Golden Knights, plus the WNBA powerhouse Aces. Now Las Vegas is moving closer to the chance of having an NBA team. Former NBA player and coach Vinny Del Negro, part of a new leadership group to help make the Las Vegas Jacks an NBA expansion squad. The group is led by Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame executive Jerry Colangelo, also includes former NBA player Jay Williams, with multiple institutional financial partners. They say they have $8 billion committed to a future bid, with hopes to get the number closer to $13 billion. The plan would be for the team to play initially at T-Mobile Arena, where the Golden Knights play.
Jared, thanks. And the Wimbledon Championships on the tennis side, the men's singles and quarterfinals on Wednesday. Taylor Fritz falls to Zverev in straight sets. And Ferry becomes the first wild card to win a quarterfinal in Wimbledon Championships history, beating Cabolli in straight sets. The men's semifinals on Friday, Ferry will battle Zverev, and Jannik Sinner takes on Novak Djokovic. And in the women's tournament, semifinals begin today. Coco Gauff will battle Karolina Bachova, and in the other semifinal, it's Naskova and Kostyuk. The women's championship is Saturday, the gentlemen's championship on Sunday. And at the NASCAR Cup Series, they race at Echo Park Speedway at Atlanta on Sunday. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.